let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. New from author Erin Knighty, Museum Mayhem, the story of Story Summers and her two friends, Gabriella and Cassie. They thought it was going to be a field trip like any other. There was a museum to be robbed, they found, when they got to the actual museum on the field trip. Now the girls are on the case to discover who the thief is, and can they find out before the thief finds them? Erin has a degree in early education, attended Arizona State University, been teaching for over 5 years. She's the author of several books, including two books, Star Wars Trivia. A big Star Wars fan we'll talk about during the course of the program. Erin Knighty with us on the program. Hi, Erin. Welcome to This Week in America.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
It is going to be fun talking about the book, and this is Stormy Summers, fifth grade detective. This is Museum Mayhem. I mentioned in the beginning it's a field trip. They think it's going to be a normal field trip. Doesn't turn out to be that way at all. Where do these stories come from? You do such an excellent job of capturing the essence of what's going on in the background, in the story. Where did the stories come from?
Well, Museum Mayhem is actually based on a museum that's local in Phoenix. So that's kind of where I got the idea. Like, what would happen if kids were on a field trip and something went horribly wrong? I mean, I'm a third grade teacher, so we go on field trips all the time. So I kind of wanted to start with something that I knew. So that's where that came from. Like, okay, we're going to see if these girls can figure it out.
Well, and figuring out is something you like to do. In fact, you as a kid tried to figure out everything. Talk about your background. You're watching Scooby-Doo and you're trying to figure out all these cases as you're watching on television.
Oh, yeah. I always tried to beat Velma. Like, let's see if I can figure it out before she does. I think I accomplished it maybe two or three times out of my entire life watching Scooby-Doo. But I always loved it. Just the thrill of trying to put the clues together and figure out what was going on. It's just something that's always appealed to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, even though maybe you didn't figure it out all the time, the fun is actually the journey, trying to get to that point of figuring it out. We're talking about the new book, Stormy Summers, Fifth Grade Detective, Museum Mayhem. The author, Erin Knighty, with us on the program. I mentioned the characters, Stormy Summers. I like Stormy right away. She starts off in the book where it's like a three-slap day on the snooze alarm because she's having a difficult time getting up to get to the bus on time to go off on the field trip. Talk about her. She's really an interesting character.
Oh, well, thank you. I had a fun time developing her. She's kind of a mix of myself and my best friend from high school. So we're both kind of lazy in the morning. We have a hard time getting up. So that's kind of where that came from. Her love of mysteries came from me, but her kind of spunkiness came from my best friend. So I just kind of combined the two of us into Stormy.
And she's got the two best friends with her, Gabriella and Cassie. Talk about them, because this is really sort of a crime-fighting trio, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's exactly what it is. Well, I wanted to make the characters very different and give them lots of different skills and personalities. That way I would have something to work with in later books. We've got Gabriella, who's the total sports chick. She can go out there on the field and just kick everybody. She is amazing. She's always got some kind of witty quotes. And football's her favorite. Football is huge out here in Arizona. So she's got that going on. And then there's Cassie, kind of the prim and proper fashionista. If you've got a fashion emergency, she's your go-to girl. So when I originally started Stormy Summers, I kind of had three books already planned out. One focusing on Stormy, which is Museum Mayhem. Then we've got Home Run Hijinks, where Gabriella's baseball team is, Cassie is the sports fan, Gabriella is the fashionista. Ooh, hello. So this Home Run Hijinks focuses on Cassie, who her baseball team is having some sabotage going on, and they're trying to figure out what's happening. And then in the latest one I've got coming up is focusing on Gabriella and her fashion. So I wanted to make them different enough to give me enough material to work with.
We're talking about the new book, Museum Mayhem, specifically on the program. Erin Knighty, she is the author, children's mystery author. An excellent job on the books, and you do such a nice job with the characters. You were explaining who these characters are. And I know that's something that's important to you, to really develop these characters before you actually start at the beginning of the book, before you actually start work on the book. And it gives you so much information, background, you can actually, as you're saying, you've got three books basically fleshed out already because of the characters.
Oh, yeah. So kind of how I work it is I always start with a character outline. I want to know what makes my characters tick, what they look like, their traits, even their clothing style will influence how I write the character. And once I know my characters, that's when I can start building up my actual plot outline.
The book we're talking about is Museum Mayhem. The book's, by the way, available wherever you'll find books. You'll find them at Amazon. You'll find them at BarnesandNoble.com. You can link on directly to Erin's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The website is authorerinm.wixsite.com/mysite-1/bio. It's going to take a while to get there. Go to our website. You can link on directly and get all the information, or go to Amazon and you'll find the book there as well. Beautifully illustrated as well. And I know in the reviews they've been complimenting that. That really advances the story. Talk about the using illustrations. I'm sure you don't want to use too many because it detracts from the story, but you want to use enough to enhance the story. Illustration's a big part of telling the story in Museum Mayhem, isn't it?
Absolutely. The colors in the illustration are huge to tell Museum Mayhem. The pictures kind of give you little hints about who is behind the robbery. And I work with this amazingly talented young artist. I actually met her through one of my father's co-workers, and she does all of my illustrations for her, for me. So what I do is I create boxes where I want the pictures and kind of give a general gist of what the pictures need to look like. And she'll go from there, give me a rough draft of it, make a little tweaks, and we'll do the final draft then before putting them into the story itself.
And it really makes a difference as you're reading Museum Mayhem. The author, Erin Knighty, our guest on the program. Reviews have also talked about the pacing and the conflict, and everything seems to be done just to the right level. And I'm guessing that probably comes back to that outline that you were talking about that's so important in the beginning, to really know the roadmap, to know where you're going.
Oh, absolutely. I could not imagine trying to write something, especially as long as a book, without having some kind of outline. It is really a roadmap. Like, how are we going to get from point A to point B to point C all the way until the end? So I will always come up with some kind of outline and figure out, okay, well, this is going to lead to this, and here's the clue, and here's where I need to put it, and before finally unraveling the mystery at the end.
And that takes you through the story as you go back and you go to write it. The pacing and the dialogue, I want to talk about both of those because they're excellent in the book, Stormy Summers, Fifth Grade Detective, Museum Mayhem. Talk about the pacing, because, again, it's pretty easy to get bogged down and suddenly you realize I'm in mud. I'm not going anywhere with this. I've got to advance the story. How important is pacing, and how many times do you go back and read and reread and make some changes in various draft form?
Well, I got to say, I probably read my rough drafts an average of 10 to 15 times before I'm really satisfied with them. And I'll write a couple chapters and go back and edit and revise just those couple of chapters. I try not to do it all at once. There's so much to look for when you're editing and revising, especially that pacing. It's so super important. Mixing slow scenes with really fast-paced ones to get it going. And dialogue is one of my favorite things to do. The girls talk so differently. They each have their own little personality and quirks. And I can use that to help me advance the story. One girl will miss something, but the other girl will catch it.
On your website, you've got like tips for authors. And tip number one is really the role of observation. And you talk about the dialogue and they talk differently. We mentioned before the background that you have as a school teacher. Is that where a lot of this comes from, that the kids are sort of your writing laboratory, that you're sort of listening and watching and observing as you're contemplating what you're going to do in the book? I'm sure you get great ideas and understand the mind of a third, fourth, fifth grader.
I do. too. You know, I'm over 30 now, so it's been quite a while since I was in fifth grade. But working at a school, especially with my third graders, and being able to see, okay, well, you know, this is how a typical third grader acts these days. Gotcha. You know, here's how a typical fifth grader acts these days. Here are the trends that they're into. Here is the vocabulary that they are using. You know, are they into skateboards or are they into bikes? You know, those little details that make it seem so much more real, I can get all of that just walking into work every day.
And I would think it gives you an idea as to their attention span. You write about dialogue and how important that is to break up all the text and the storytelling, especially when you're writing for books for children at this level, for young adults and for preteens. Talk about that as well, because you really know what it takes to get their interest and to keep their interest.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough time for teachers all the time trying to keep kids. If we're not constantly doing something, their minds just wander off. So that's kind of why I add in those quick scenes to catch their attention and get them thinking again before moving them off into a bit of a slower scene and then picking up that pace again. You've got to keep going back and forth. Otherwise, the kids are going to get bored and end up putting down the book, and that's not the point.
No, you want them to read it and enjoy it. And as I'm reading the book, and the book is Stormy Summers, Fifth Grade Detective Museum Mayhem, when you're talking about the field trip, I feel like I'm on the field trip. You did an excellent job of working in, basically, I don't want to say educational, because the kids are like, I don't want to read anything educational, but you've got some great background information on the field trip at the museum.
Oh, yeah. I'm a total mom slipping broccoli into the brownies right now. So I actually researched the museum up in Phoenix, and I took a lot of their exhibits and I put it into the book. And I had the different characters, the Stormy, Gabriella, and Cassie, as well as some of their classmates, kind of making funny little comments about them. And I've got this amazing teacher that is taking them on the field trip. And she's kind of a bit of a nerd herself, and she gives them a whole bunch of questions, kind of like a scavenger hunt. Go off and find these questions. So I have Stormy kind of commenting to herself about the questions and making it seem interesting.
It is interesting. The book is Stormy Summers, Fifth Grade Detective Museum Mayhem. Erin Knighty, our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon. You can link on directly to Erin's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mentioned the next in the series is available, Home Run Hijinks and Working on Festive Fashion Fiasco, I understand will be coming soon. What has this experience been like for you to write the book, to have the book published, to have people read the book? And one review was interesting. A grandmother bought it for grandkids, and she ended up reading it first before she gave it to them. She was very much in total enjoyment of the book. It has to be a fun time for you.
Oh, I've absolutely loved it. There's definitely been a couple of parts where it's like, I don't know how I'm going to figure out this problem. There's some kind of plot hole. I'm like, okay, I need to plug this thing. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. So just kind of observing my kids a little bit helps out a little, but I've really enjoyed all the different events I've been able to go to, all the different people I've been able to meet. It's been so amazing.
And I know you continue, I mentioned a mystery fan in the beginning, back to Scooby-Doo days, you continue to read and to watch mysteries. Is that something where you're sort of watching or you're reading and you're taking notes because, okay, this could be something I could work into a storyline at some point?
I've always constantly got something going on in the back of my head. I have a notepad right on my coffee table, so if an idea comes up, I'm like, ooh, I like that idea. I wonder if I can work that in there. Oh, yeah.
And we may see it in the Stormy Summers series coming up later. I mentioned in the beginning the Star Wars fascination. Talk about that and the two books that you've written on Star Wars.
Well, about 1999, Phantom Menace came out. I went to see it. I loved the pod races and the Duel of Fates at the end with the lightsaber battle. Absolutely incredible. So that kind of was my jumping off point into Star Wars. I started reading the books, the comics, collecting all the memorabilia, all that good stuff. So it was actually my dad, my junior year in college, I think, my dad would just ask me any question on Star Wars, and I'd always be able to answer it. And he'd say, in a teasing way, like, you just need to write a Star Wars quiz book. Well, I kind of took that and ran with it and wrote my first very large Star Wars quiz book. And since then, I have done one for Rogue One, I've done one for Force Awakens, and I recently just published 4 new books for the Rebels series as well.
And you can find all that information at Aaron's website. You can link on directly to This Week in America and go to Aaron's website. You can go to Amazon and look for all this information. Aaron Neidig, that's E-R-I-N-N-E-I-D-I-G-H. The book we're talking about specifically is Music Museum Mayhem, but there are many others. Home Run Hijinks is out there, the Star Wars books that that she talked about as well. A couple minutes left in the program. Book signings have to be interesting. You know, writing is sort of done in isolation, but now you get a chance to go out, you get to meet people, you get to sign books, that type of thing. You've done a couple. You've got one, I know, coming up in Phoenix in the next month. What's that like when you're out publicly and you can actually look somebody in the eye that reads the book or about to read the book? That has to be exciting because you're really seeing the result of your work.
Oh, it's fantastic. I have put a lot of hard work and a lot of thought into these books. Hours and hours of research, months of writing, and to finally see the product out there and have kids pick it up and say, Mom, this looks awesome. I want to read this book. It's incredible to feel that and to see the smile on their face when they see, hey, I could really get into this. Absolutely love it.
You mentioned something interesting, research. How important is that? And I'm assuming you mentioned time-consuming. It has to be. You have to be accurate. I mean, you have these kids that are reading it. If you trip up along the way, they're going to have no faith in the book whatsoever. They're going to catch it right off the bat.
Oh, kids are very good at catching those mistakes.
Yeah, I'm sure. In fact, here's a chance for us to grade the teacher rather than the teacher grading our work. So you go through and you get a book back and you get a big red circle on a page in the book. But research, I'm assuming, a very time-consuming project.
It is, but it's absolutely vital. It is not a step that you can skip unless you're coming up with some kind of alien planet that you're just pulling out of your head. You've got to do your research, especially if you are having your setting taking place at a real place. Like Museum Mayhem, again, it's based on a real museum, so I've got to make sure that those facts are accurate. If a kid all of a sudden wants to say, hey, I want to go check out this museum, and there is something off between the museum and my book, it doesn't go well. So
exactly.
I've always got to either make sure that I go there myself or I research it at the library, Google, all kinds of good stuff.
And you will find all this information. If you are an aspiring writer, a young writer that's looking for some tips, you'll also find some great information. Erin, on her website, has like tips for authors and a whole number of them, really outlining what she has done and the effort and the time that she has put into the passion that she has put into writing her books. We're talking about Stormy Summers, Fifth Grade Detective, Museum Mayhem on the program today specifically. Also mentioned Stormy Summers, Fifth Grade Detective, Home Run Hijinks, which is available. Festival of Festive Fashion Fiasco is coming out soon. Information on the Star Wars books as well. And you can link on to Erin's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and her work's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Erin, it has been fun. I really enjoyed reading. Like I said, I like Stormy, so I'm looking forward to a couple more books with her. Thank you so much for sharing her and the book writing process on the program today.
My pleasure.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest has been Erin Neidig. The book is Museum Mayhem, we've been talking about. And of course, information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're right back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.